Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy.
Uh-oh.
With Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it to Friday. Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to Friday.
Now, before we get to our contestants, Steve Miggs, there is a very special birthday happening for one of our listeners.
Okay.
A young listener celebrating a milestone birthday. Happy 10th birthday to Mackenzie from Stanwood.
Mackenzie. Hold on. I think, will it have one? Oh! This damn page has a song for everyone.
It's Mackenzie,
happy 10th birthday.
It's your birthday today.
Mackenzie.
Yeah. Oh, let's celebrate.
Celebrate, we will.
Control and you cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
It's your destiny. Wait.
Oh, wait with
so
me.
Santos with your closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Mackenzie
from Stanwood. Happy birthday, Mackenzie.
Happy birthday.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Cannon in Shoreline. Cannon, are you there?
I am. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Steve, Cannon's ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Cannon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure.
What does the keyboard shortcut Control C do?
Pass.
What was the skunk's name in Bambi?
Stinky?
No.
Slumper?
No.
Pat, I don't know.
On what continent will you find Lake Titicaca?
South America?
Yes. What decade was the wreckage of the Titanic found?
40s?
No.
30s?
No.
Jeans.
No. What color is malachite?
Purple?
No.
Green.
Yes. The first woman on the cover of Business Week was from what food storage company?
Food storage? I have no idea. Pass.
In what U.S. city would you find Peachtree Street?
Atlanta?
Yes. Richard Nixon would sometimes top his morning cottage cheese with what condiment?
Pineapple.
No.
Strawberry.
No.
Blueberry.
No. Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
Excuse me, what was that?
Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
Pupil.
No.
Cornea.
We got you down for 3, Cannon.
Ooh, yeah. Weeping it.
Yeah. Again, a better score than my first time playing, so
yeah.
That's a feather in your cap. It is. Are you still singing the birthday song?
I am.
It really is a toe tapper.
It's my favorite thing ever.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does the keyboard shortcut Control C do?
Copy.
Yes. What is the skunk's name from Bambi?
Pepe Le Pew.
No.
Stinky?
No.
Skunky?
No. On what continent will you find Lake Titicaca?
Would that be North America?
No.
Oh, where the hell is Lake Titicaca? Australia?
No.
Asia?
No. What decade was the wreckage of the Titanic found?
The 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
No. What color is malachite?
Black.
No.
White.
No.
Red.
No. The first woman on the cover of Business Week was from what food storage company?
What, I don't know, Weight Watchers?
No.
Food Tupperware?
Yes. In what U.S. city would you find Peachtree Street?
Georgia.
No. City.
Oh, Atlanta.
There you go. Richard Nixon would sometimes top his morning cottage cheese with what condiment?
Ketchup.
Yes. Which part of the eye converts images into electrical signals?
The retina.
Yes, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct. That is a win. 5-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, Cannon.
No problem.
Next time.
Your birthday, Mackenzie. Grab your goodie bags. Open your gifts. Blow out your candles.
The skunk in Bambi was named Flower.
Flower?
Yeah, Flower. Our friend knew that Lake Titicaca is in South America.
Okay.
The wreckage of the Titanic was not found until the 1980s.
Oh.
Malachite is green. And that's the end. Congratulations on your victory, Steve. Big or small, a win is a win.
That's all that matters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we cannot thank you enough for a solid start to Coats for Kids. We just kicked things off this Monday. First weekend, Steve, how are the donations looking?
We are approaching $3,500 raised so far, thanks to all the generous Rockaholics. We just need $8 more to hit $3,500, and thanks to people like Armando Barrios, who donated $69.
Nice. Go to KISW.com, and you can donate, too. I do believe that for a lot of us, when the weekend finally hits, it's the first opportunity we've had all week long to catch up on some TV. So
true.
If you're having a tough time figuring out what to watch, we're going to inspire you and tell you what we are watching. So, Steve Miggs, what is it that you're into?
Mine's a little different because it's not a show, it's not a documentary, anything along those lines. It's just a music video that I came across on Instagram and then on YouTube as well. You guys remember this song? MGMT, song's called Kids, came out in the early 2000s, massive hit. Karen's vibing to it. I always thought it was a good song, but I never really liked it. I just always assumed that this song was like one of those, like, couple producers got into a studio, created, like, they followed a formula and they made, like, the perfect song in some eyes. I did not realize that this was just a couple of college kids that wrote this song, and I ended up finding their first performance that's on YouTube. It was being shared on Instagram. And what it does is just illustrates, like, they're just these two, I mean, it's in a very loving way, two dorks, massive dorks. And they're performing outside in front of, like, 20 other friends that are just as nerdy. And it's all, I remember this because I remember being those kids as well. Like, your buddies are putting on a show. And the performance, if you just look up MGMT Kids on YouTube, their original concert, you just realize, I don't know, I just got so fired up. I'm like, this is exactly what I love about music. Like, you just make music because you love making music and you want to make it be fun for your friends. And then it goes from a performance at a college in front of 30 people to then performing in front of, like, close to 100,000 people at, like, Glastonbury or something along those lines. But the performance is hilarious. So you just kind of see them. Diddy, look at these guys.
They have button-up shirts on.
I've seen this before.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great. And so I'm watching this, and I'm like, these guys are just goofs, having the best time. And the people in the crowd are also having the best time as well.
Do you notice the date of the performance?
No, what?
420.
420, oh my gosh. They all got
that stoned. That says a lot.
And there's like maybe 15 or 20 people dancing. And then I was like, well, I find that another performance of theirs, like, you know, 11 years later, and they're playing in front of like 90,000 people in front of like this giant crowd over in Glastonbury.
Tell me they're wearing the same outfits, though.
No, they should be. But I was just like, man, that's just something cool about that. Like, to go from, like, just in front of 30 or so people to in front of that many people. I hope they, every once in a while, look back and see where they've come.
See the glow up.
Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious. And it just kind of got me, like, reminiscing about my early days of playing in bands and just to see how successful they become. I don't even know these guys, but I was like, that's pretty freaking
cool.
That
is rad.
Yeah. Well, what about you? What are you watching?
Well, I'm watching something that you sent to me, Steve, quite a while ago, and I finally got around to watching it. It's Les Claypool, the bassist and lead singer of Primus. He had an interview with Rick Beato.
Talk about South Park. How did you get involved with those guys?
Well, those guys were big Primus fans. From what I understood, as they were making the South Park pilot, they would listen to different music. And, they, you know, as like dudes do, you put on some music. Well, I don't want to hear that. You know, the one thing they could agree on, from what I was told, was Primus.
Okay.
So they thought, oh, wow, what if we could get Primus to do this? And we did it. The funny thing is what you hear at the end of the South Park episode is what we actually gave them. It's much slower. One of the greatest guitar parts Lur's ever written. So they got it and they said, hey, well, you know, so we love this, is great, but Comedy Central thinks it's too slow. Can you do another version that's faster? And we're like, we're on tour, you know, hey, these guys, we're not even going to get on television.
My God.
You know? We're just like, just speed it up. So they sped it up. And then it became...
Isn't that crazy?
So funny.
Such a good interview.
It was great. And so thank you for the recommendation. If you're a Primus fan or just a music fan in general, Rick Beato does such a great job.
And I love the story that they shared about he used to be high school friends with Kirk Hammett. And then
he
made a point to say Kirk used to sell him weed.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
They're good. They're still good buddies to this day. All right, Danny V, what are you watching?
Frankenstein on Netflix.
I had determined that the memory of my evils should die with me.
I watched the trailer. This looks way too serious for me.
Like scary serious or
this
just serious?
Dark. Serious? Not it scary.
Is, it is so good, guys.
Is it dark?
It's very dark. And it's Guillermo del Toro, the director, and it's his take on the classic Frankenstein movie. But it's, I mean, it gets deep. There's like emotional stuff in it. But it was such a good movie.
And maybe I'm wrong, but from the trailer, it seems like Frankenstein is a lady.
No.
He
wants a lady, and he does have a lady in the movie that ends up falling in love with him, which at that point, I'm like, ooh, I wonder if there's going to be Bride of Frankenstein eventually.
So it's Jacob Elordi, right, is the guy that stars in it, that was in Saltburn and Euphoria.
Yes. Yeah.
So I have a big-time crush on him. Like, I think he's so fine. But him with all that makeup is creepy.
It's very creepy, but it's a good story. And if you want like something like it came out around Halloween, but I mean, we're still kind of in that spooky spirit. You can watch it, and it's kind of a longer watch, but it's so good.
I love that everybody's putting out their Christmas lights, but Danny's like, we're all still in the spooky spirit.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, I am not done celebrating Halloween just yet.
Yeah, you guys have just defined me.
So this was a Netflix movie.
Yes,
it looks really good. I mean, like, I'm not my cup of tea, but like, it looks really good for a Netflix movie. Like most Netflix movies, I'm like, yeah, they're okay.
Those are made by Adam Sandler.
That's true. The only Netflix movies I do watch are by... When is Adam Sandler doing a Frankenstein?
Probably next year.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's a good point.
If you only heard 1 second of a song's chorus, do you think you could name the song? If so, we'd love to hear from you because we've got tickets to see Heart this Sunday with special guest Cheap Trick, and it's at Climate Pledge Arena. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely
no integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets to see Heart at Climate Pledge Arena this Sunday with special guests, Cheap Trick. Nice. Say good morning to our contestant. It is David from Edgewood. What's up, David?
Not a lot. Just hoping to win these ticks.
All right. We're going to spin the wheel and see if we can make it happen. Either Taryn Daly or Steve Miggs.
All right. The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be on Taryn Daly? Will it land on me? David, you've got Taryn Daly to help you win those tickets.
That sounds good.
All right, David, here is your clip.
Oh, my. I'm usually pretty good. That's a pretty obscure one. Can I hear that again, please?
Yes. And it's very popular.
I can give you a hint.
I'm going to need that.
The name of the song is like another word for dynamite.
TNT?
Yes, and the band... what's that?
It's kind of like part of the electrical
code yes. thing.
Okay, so AC/DC?
Yeah! 'Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite! Nice.
Now that you've heard it, you have to agree that's not a very obscure song, right?
No, not at all. I think I was referring to the place that it was played.
Yeah, Danny's trying to screw us, isn't he? Yeah.
May not have been the hurt because he did that to you yesterday.
He
too.
Sure as hell did, and I'm still mad about it.
You're welcome.
All right, David, we got one down. Danny, I'm ready for my clip. This would be the band called Kiss, and the song is Lick It Up.
Make the face, Steve.
Oh. Show us your long tongue.
Okay, don't do that again.
Congratulations, David. You got those Heart tickets for Sunday.
And let's not forget, from the wise words of Paul Stanley, life's such a treat, and it's time you taste it.
It's hard to take that seriously.
What? It ain't a crime to be good to yourself, guys. Just lick it up. Come on. Lick it up.
Okay, fine.
The Daily Mix.
What is it? Not right now, Taryn.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You're going to live like you're on a vacation.
The morning, we have received some texts and calls that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. Earlier this morning, we were talking about juicy family drama.
Yes.
And we have someone that wants to continue this conversation, and that is Sean from Marysville. Sean, tell us about your wild family drama.
Morning, guys.
What's
How's
up,
your Friday?
Happy Friday to you, too.
So, my dad ended up cheating on my mom with my half-sister.
Holy. Right. Okay, I don't click
breathe
on...
for a second?
Yeah, I haven't clicked on those thumbnails.
Wow. So, let me clear something up. He has no relation to her. It's my mom's daughter from a previous marriage before they met. They have a 15-year age gap. They ended up meeting when my dad was 18 and my mom was 33. And at that time, my mom already had 4 kids.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So they met, and I believe they got married maybe like 2 years later. A couple years later, they had my brother. And then a couple years later, they had me.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I think I was about 6 years old. My mom ended up waking up one morning and coming out to the living room and found them both on the floor together.
And yep. Was that the last time that ended? I would hope that's just like, okay, relationship's over.
Oh, yeah. That definitely was the straw that broke the camel's back. They got divorced 2 years later after. Well, immediately, basically, but it got finalized like 2 years later. And my mom likes to hold grudges. So all of our family basically had to hear about it for probably at least 15 years after this happened.
Wow.
Which, you know, I don't blame her. That's a pretty messed up thing to do, but...
Yeah, but at some point you're like, Mom, can we not talk about this anymore?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there was definitely a couple times where I'm like, you know, I've heard the story enough. You know, I'm not part of it. And so another kicker here. After my parents ended up getting divorced, my dad and my half-sister tried to have a relationship together, and she ended up moving in to our house for, like, 2 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How did, like, what conversations do you have with dad at that point? Like, that's got to be such a weird, he put you guys in a really crappy situation.
Yeah, you know, it was awkward. I was, like I said, at that time I was maybe like 8. So I was kind of just like, you know, hey, my sister's living with us. I didn't really clearly know what was going on.
Fair.
But, yeah, a couple years later, it started becoming more clear with the stuff that my mom would like explain to us when she would get upset about things. And, yeah, it definitely, I look at my dad quite a bit different these days.
So I know you said your mom, you know, was kind of holding that grudge and, you know, wouldn't give it up for like 15 years. What are all the relationships like between all those folks today?
So my parents still, they've never gotten along since the divorce, obviously. Mm-hmm. However, my mom and my sister made amends probably about, I don't know, 10 years ago. And they both live in Florida now, like maybe 45 minutes apart from each other.
Wow. So how long did dad stay with this half-sister?
Probably about... So after the whole thing happened, like she didn't like get into the picture immediately. Maybe a year or two later, she came back. And then they were together for probably about 2 years. I guess there was some sort of talks of like engagement too at one point. And then something happened and just everything crumbled. And then she just dipped and went to Florida.
Those would have been some of the most insane wedding vows I think anyone would have ever heard.
Yeah, it's thinking about it now at my age. I'm 34 now. So thinking about it now, that would have definitely been a very awkward ring bearing ceremony.
Sean, are you married or in a relationship now?
Yes, I am.
What was the experience when you had to explain this story? Because at some point you had to tell your significant other, like, hey, you're going to be meeting my dad. Just as a little backstory, this happened.
Yeah, so it was actually kind of easy. Unfortunately, my dad and I haven't really gotten along for a little bit now. So the first time my wife did end up meeting my dad, it was actually, believe it or not, Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. Yep, here's my family drama. And, yeah, she was just like, what the hell, you know?
Oh, I can only... And so how does the family feel about candied yams, then?
Oh, God.
Disgusting, sorry.
Yeah. That's right!
Yeah, I'm on Team Dad now.
You rock, Sean.
Danny, we might not want to play Pearl Jam's daughter now.
Choice
of, are you sure?
That is insane. Could you imagine that?
No!
None of that makes any sense to me.
You can't even write a script that dramatic.
And to bring the person back after. Oh, my gosh. Sean, my thoughts and prayers.
Yes. The Daily Mix Show. We hope that you can come and hang with us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for something we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday where all of the performances will be completely unplugged. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry's going to be there, Mammoth.
That's Rocks. Just put out a brand new song and it's awesome.
Dude, we were listening to that this morning. Yeah. It is a wonderful jam and you get to see it all at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th. Grab your tickets before they are gone at KISW.com. Steve Miggs, Danny V, last night was a very special celebration.
What happened?
It was the Bike MS Top Fundraiser Happy Hour in Bellevue, and another member of the board, he has this place called Color Creative, and it's an incredible organization. They do like graphic design and marketing and PR and a bunch of different things, and so they hosted us in Bellevue. There were probably 30 or 40 of us in there. They had Dick's Burgers and Dick's Fries for dinner.
Oh.
Winning. Also, the entire place itself, just a place that you'd want to hang out. They had pinball machines. They had one of the terror dogs from Ghostbusters, which I decided to sit on and take a photo with.
Was it from the actual film?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, how many of them did they make? I don't know if there's replicas. In the bathroom, there was a fart diary, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, boy. I could write a novel.
It was basically very 1970s. There was wood paneling. They had a hookah in the library. I mean, I'm like, this place looks fantastic.
So what is... I don't understand. So it's a place that... Can you rent it out? Or
I think they just, because somebody that owns the place is on the board with me, that they just hosted us for the happy hour. But honestly, if you could have an event there, Steve, I think you should.
I do like how it's like color creative, plan, create, destroy.
It was.
How many Dick's Burgers did you destroy?
I only won. Oh. I was, you know, it was a big group. I didn't want to take too much for my share. So I just had one with some fries. It was fantastic.
Oh, I would have pocketed at least one for the road.
But I got to bring my mom with me as my plus one.
Uh-huh.
And so we got to just kind of celebrate a really awesome year. The folks that were in the top fundraisers, we all collectively raised nearly $1 million.
That's fantastic.
Like $960,000.
So do they rate you guys? Like, what number are you?
I'm so glad you asked, Steve. I was number 20 on the list of top fundraisers, and Team KISW was number 16.
Okay.
So we raised more money. I mean, I think there were 104 teams altogether, and KISW's team was number 16.
Shout out to the Rockaholics for stepping up.
Seriously, we raised over $31,000, more than we've ever raised before, and it was really nice to be able to celebrate such an awesome year with everybody else.
Can people, people could donate to MS, of course, all year round, but is there still, teams? How does that work?
So Walk MS is taking place in April, and that is already basically open for business. Bike MS will probably be coming in maybe January, I'd say, and so we'll be ramping up fundraising for that as well. But yeah, it's all year, you know. I never stop. I never slow down.
Except for when it comes to Dick's Burgers, apparently.
Gotta take a break for
you
that.
You gonna take one for Danny and I?
Oh, next time, guys. Don't worry, I won't forget you next time.
She will.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, speaking of doing good for the community, Steve Migs, it is Coats for Kids time, and we are teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters for Operation Warm. And I know we've been getting a ton of donations in there these past couple days.
This one, it cracked me up, and I just love that this happened. So last time we talked about it, we're like, hey, we're $8 away from hitting $3,500. It'd be awesome to get to that goal. Somebody donated $8. Yes. So shout out to Nathan LaFramboise.
Maybe that's it.
Nathan. Thanks, Nathan. He donated $8, but then Carrie Munich donated $100 right after that. So we're over $3,600. But, you know, we have a goal of $50,000. We have a long ways to go to get there, but the Rockhawks have stepped up. Thank you so much.
It all adds up, and you can make it happen at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Even this show.
Ryan Castle, who do you think is going to have more flames and lasers tomorrow night? Trans-Siberian Orchestra or my dad's band, Mojo Cannon?
Probably Trans-Siberian.
You think?
I'm going to put all the money on that. There's going to be a lot of flames, a lot of lights, a lot of loud music. It's going to be great.
I have not seen this show before. Remarkably, I've just never made it.
You've never seen Mojo Cannon?
I've actually seen Mojo Cannon. I haven't seen Trans-Siberian. But, you know, everyone I've talked to over the years just talks about what an absolutely amazing show it is. I mean, even if, you know, you're not there for Christmas music, if you appreciate, great musicianship and killer production, it's just a remarkable show.
A bunch of rocker guys that are just—they're doing Christmas songs, but with a rocker edge, and they're still putting on full-on arena rock shows.
And not only that, but if you're going to the 3 p.m. show tomorrow, $1 from every ticket sold is going back to Coats for Kids.
And I'll be there on stage just before the 3 p.m. show starts to collect your money. Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. This Seattle Kraken team, pretty good. Even down 2-0 going into the third period, they scored 3 goals in the third, beat the Blackhawks 3-2.
Yeah.
It was the big debut for one of their top draft picks, Oscar Fisker Molgaard.
Ooh. Rolls right off the tongue.
Oscar Fisker, Oscar Fisker.
We'll just call him OFM, as they're calling him right now. I think also the social media department's we need to shorten that. So OFM, first NHL game,
first NHL assist. So that's awesome. And they play Pittsburgh tomorrow in Pittsburgh against the Penguins.
Our Seattle Mariners will be retiring Randy Johnson's number 51 on May 2nd of next year, honoring our dear Hall of Famer who starred in Seattle during the franchise-defining 1990s. Randy Johnson is a 10-time All-Star with 4,875 strikeouts and becomes the fifth Mariner to receive the honor.
Can the big unit pitch to the big dumper?
Yes.
They need to make that happen. If we had a time machine.
You've got the big unit pitching and the big dumper catching.
It's perfect.
I still think they need to commemorate him throwing that ball and hitting the bird. I don't know how you make that work, if there's like a bobblehead they can make out of that. But
that's the statue out in front of T-Mobile Park.
Bro.
That's
coming.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
And then all these pigeons are just constantly pooping on it out of spite.
Revenge.
It's you son of a bitch. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 52 degrees today. It's going to be a cloudy day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.